Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Get off the mic for get you hot. I'm on it. Get off the mic for get you hot. I'm on it. Get off the mic for get you hot. I'm on it.
To knock some boots.
Get off the mic for get you hot. I'm on it. Get off the mic for get you hot. I'm on it. Get off the mic for get you hot. I'm on it.
To knock some boots.
Get off the mic for get you hot. I'm on it. Get off the mic for get you hot. I'm on it. Get off the mic for get you hot. I'm on it. Get off the mic for get you hot. I'm on it.
Yeah, y'all ready to get house, right? Yeah, y'all ready to get house, right? Yeah, y'all ready to get house, right?
Knock some boots. Knock some boots. Knock some boots. Knock some boots. Knock some
boots. Feel the juice. Time to get loose. We came here to knock some boots.
Juice.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, y'all ready to get house? Yup, yup.
Juice.
Yeah, y'all ready to get house, yup, yup.
Feel the juice, time to get loose. We came here to knock some boots.
Juice.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, y'all ready to get house, yup, yup.
Juice.
Well, what is going on? This is the weekly radio show for the DMV JB's Lock It In radio show. This is your host, JB, and I'm on here tonight. We're supposed to be having a special guest tonight. We'll be in the cut. He's taking care of some business right now. You know, I'm going to give him some time to get his stuff, you know, done, and he's going to call in, he will be called in, and he's going to give us a heads up on what to look for this weekend. But if you did not check out the page today, there is a race brewing for June 14th between Lethal Weapon, John Roundtree, and Jada Max in the Bin Laden S10. Now, the race is to be locked in, 1500. That race looks like it's going to go down. I talked to both parties. They said when the money gets to me, I will be the DP, and that will get in and going. So, I know a lot of people spoke how they felt about the race, and, you know, I just think I'm going to give credit where credit is due, you know. Right now, yeah, I would say Realtree probably does have one of the baddest stock suspension 28 nitrous in America in the grudge game, I will say, in the grudge game. So for me to text a guy and say, hey, you know, what you looking to do on June 14th, and him say, hey, man, I'm looking to sit beside any 28 stock suspension on that premises that day. So just so happened it was a Realtree, and the man took the, you know, he said he was going to do it. So, hey, that, you know, much respect out to the New York Philly area, because Jada Mack with the Bin Laden S10 is from that area. So that's one race that was talked about. And also this weekend, as y'all know, in the cut, we'll be having his race, and Weeby Cooper from out of VA, the DMV area, will be taking on Joe Minicondi from Red Alert and from Philly Saturday at In the Cut Fayetteville race. And also another locked-in race, Josh Jones with the Bad Storm Mustang will be taking on none other than the Jolly Rancher. So, if y'all go, I mean, I don't know where else y'all going to be, but if y'all aren't going to be at Fayetteville on Saturday, y'all got a problem, because it's going to be plenty of action, and like I said, it's going to be, they got, I think Long Island Joe has the Street Killer Shootout, and then on Sunday, I think they got the Stock Block Shootout, and I also think they got a Big Block Shootout on Saturday. So, hey, man, I mean, I don't know where else y'all can be, but at Fayetteville. I think I got a caller that wants his microphone opened. Let's see, 540-226. 9499. Your microphone is open. So who am I speaking with?
It is Vernon, man. I'm just listening.
Who is this?
Vernon. An affiliate of the Four Horsemen. I'm just listening, man.
Oh, okay, man. I saw the light buzzing. I was like, let me see what's going on. So you said this is an affiliate of the Four Horsemen.
Yeah, man. I'm just listening.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Anytime, man. So, are you going to the Fanduel this weekend?
I don't know what I'm going to do, man. I got to get in and get this paper, man. I don't know yet.
I hear that, man. You always got to get that paper, man. I know I talked with, I text Ken Beecham last week or earlier the week, and he said he's taking the headliner. So I think I'm going to go ahead and get down there myself and check out some stuff. And now that I just talked him up, we got I don't know if you know this guy. Well, you would know this guy, but this guy got the radio co-host of the year award. Is one of my homeboys from the VA, Mr. Gene Stevens.
Oh yeah.
What's going on, Mr. Stevens? Hey, man, look, I know you weren't at the banquet, but, hey, big up on your award. And the reason you got that award is because when I called Jay and we talked, and I said, man, see, every week I get a weekly statistic. And I said, man, give me a couple numbers that's always on the radio show. And he gave me the numbers, and I knew. I said, well, that person talks pretty much every week, and he always talking some shit. But I said, well, you know, I know there's people that call every week, but they, you know, you got your local, you know, your listeners that listen, but you also want the people that talk. So I said, man,
right.
You know, when we talked about it, I said, man, it's got to go to Gene Stevens. I mean, he calls in every week, whether he talk or not, and he gives us his insight, and, you know, he stays on until about 10 o'clock. He said, well, look, I'm sending it out. It's going to be through Grudge Inc. and Metro Area. So hope he gets his award and got his award. So, just wanted to give you a big up on that, man.
Thank you, JB. I appreciate that, buddy. So thank you and Grudge Inc.
Yeah, man. We always have a good time, man. I was just talking to some people from Texas, and they were your car was posted somewhere the other day, and the boys from Texas, I don't know if you know, but they got the Jekyll and Hyde team, and they saw it, and they said, is it backhand? I said, no, it's not backhand. It's like a top fourth in that. He said, well, what inches he got? I said, I don't know his inches. We don't speak about that. But what you trying to do? He said, well, I'm backhand. I said, well, you know, you backhand. I understand. I said, but what you trying to do? He said, well, if I come up that way, do you think he might want to do something with me? I said, well, I will talk to him, but the car is not ready, so we cannot speak on that car. So when he is ready, I know he will give me a call, and then we can work something out. He said, all right. He said, man, I'm just trying to come up that way and race. He said, I'm always down in the south. I'm trying to get to the north.
Exactly.
So I said, but well,
we
I told
enough
him.
Car to accommodate him.
Yeah, I told him. I said, now, I know you're back there. But I also know Jekyll and Hyde, them two things, both of them beats fly. So I said, I don't know if we could give you a break. I said, because we give you a break, I think, you know, that thing run a little good there, man. He said, yeah, I understand. But, you know, it's a difference between a top sportsman and a backhand. But I said, did I just see you were in tree man? He said, yeah, but did you see what happened? I said, yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I seen the picture of that car down south the other day.
John Forey said to me, first thing I had to hear that morning, he said, JB, I'm about to get on the page and post some pictures. I said, well, what pictures you got? He said, I got a picture of the race between Jekyll and Tree Man. I said, how bad was it? And he started laughing. And I said, well, why are you laughing? He said, well, I got the back side of it because it was at night. But he said, it does, you know, it looks, you'll see, there's a gap. So when he showed it to me, I said, well, yeah, there's definitely a gap there. Machine. Yeah, so it's definitely, you know, it was a gap there, but, you know, I told him, I said, look, when Gene Stevens with the Most Wanted Camaro gets ready, we will be in talk.
Well, I should be ready. I'm car's all ready to go. All I can do is do a little testing, and I should be straight. The motors in the car, the car's ready to rock.
Yeah, I see the car look damn good, man. I said that old Lumpkin auto body got it looking like. You know, all you need now is some gold beadlocks, and then you're back to the old school.
Yeah, she, it turned out real good. The painting, Don painted it for me, buddy mine, and he did a hell of a job.
Yeah, it looked real good, man. I got to admit, I like the blue. The blue is, you know, the blue and the silver. I said, was it blue and silver?
Yeah, blue and silver.
Yeah, the blue and silver definitely set it off, man. I like the blue and silver.
It looks a little better than it did. All we need to do is get some action. We need to get some stuff stirred up.
Well, it sounds like it's stuff stirring at all points. I mean, because, you know, like I said, I've been getting calls from Jay, and he, you know, he's been asking. He said, man, the boys from Texas and the South want to, you know, get into that area. I said, well, they can get in the area, but I don't know if they're going to leave out the way they came in. And he said, well, I understand.
Now they can come in, but we're gonna send them out broke.
Yeah, but they I told them they can come in the area, but I don't know how well they gonna make it out. But hey, Gene, I think I got one of your affiliates in here, man. 540-226-9499. You know this guy?
I sure do.
Yeah, Gene, I think he's talking to you.
What's going on? How you doing?
Hanging in there, man. Hanging in there.
Trying to make some money. We all trying to do that.
I thought that's great. Killing me, man. Can't kill nothing, won't not die, baby. Sad situation.
Did I hear you say you're going to Fayetteville this weekend?
I'm going, yeah, but I think your buddy said he got to make that money. Yeah, me and Jason are leaving Copperhead. We're leaving Saturday morning, and we're supposed to get up there, and a lot of people are staying until Sunday, but, man, I got some stuff to do Sunday, so I said I was going to go down for Saturday and catch the Street Killers race and, you know, catch some action, but that's about it.
That's about all you can do. We're trying to get our stuff together with some of these big races. I know Kenny's working around the clock trying to get his ready.
Yeah, I know, like I said, I know In the Cut had said something about Fallen wanting to do something with Kenny. I said, well, darn, that'd be one hell of a race.
Yeah, it would be.
I know a lot of people down south and everything in the Carolinas, they believe in that Fallen call, but I think my money would have to sit on that headliner.
Yeah. Well, we try to support all the Cuts races that we can.
Oh, yeah, he's a good guy, man. And the thing is, you know, I've talked to Cut a couple times this week, and he's a busy man, too, because I'm going to tell you, he got a lot of stuff going on. So, you know, he's a good man. But, he's always doing this and doing that. And when he called me, he said, JB, are you coming down? I said, yeah, I'm riding down, man. I'm not staying for Sunday, but I'm definitely coming for Saturday. He was like, well, Saturday is all you're going to need. It's going to be plenty of action.
There you go.
But let me open this microphone for one of these guys going down, trying to get some action Saturday. Let's see. Now, the man that I just opened your microphone, I was told to call somebody in tonight because somebody wanted to talk with you, Mr. 484-832-2153.
What's up, fellas?
What's going on, Joe?
Nothing. I'm literally packing my bag right now, put my clothes in the bag,
getting on the road in about a half hour. I'm putting my ass-whooping shorts right in my back right now, literally as we're speaking. I'm putting my ass-whooping shorts right in there.
Well, hey, Joe,
well,
I got some. Hey, Gene, what'd you say, Gene?
No, that was me. I was saying that was for Weeby. I'm putting my ass-whooping shorts right in the back right now for Weeby. I just want to make sure he knew that I packed them.
Yeah, hey, Joe, I got somebody that wants to talk with you. I'm going to call him in right now. Let me see. Let me get this number.
All right.
Let's see. I got it right here. Hold on.
Got me all nervous like I'm going to prom.
No. You don't be nervous. This guy, you know.
Hello.
Sir, can you state your name and what car you own?
This is Big Dave with the Jolly Rancher car.
With the what car?
Joe Minicon.
Jolly Rancher.
Say it again.
He said that's Dave with the Jolly Rancher.
Oh, Jolly Rancher. Is that who it is, Jolly Rancher?
That is
yeah,
Jolly Rancher.
Oh, okay, what's going on, bro?
What's up?
And it seems like you've been beating up on all these small blocks down south, so we're coming over. We want to bump heads with you.
All right, what are you coming over to?
Babe, we'll be there on Saturday. We're gonna try Fallen 9 out first. He's been calling me, and then see how we deal with him. And we're gonna come knock on your door.
All right. What's the name of your car?
The Mistress, small block, straight head, cast intake, one carb, 28, no bars. On drugs.
On what?
On drugs. Not the nitrous. Little bitch.
Okay. They ain't that car that's online that got turbos on it too, is it?
No, it's just a nitrous car, small block nitrous car.
Okay.
Stock suspension on 28, no bars. So I seen you've been knocking everybody else, so I figured I might as well, you know, work my way up the ladder.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
All right.
If that's how you sit, you want to log in now?
Absolutely. What do you want to do? Two for two?
We lock 500 in on 1500.
500 on 1500.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make sense.
Why it don't make sense?
I'm gonna lock up one-third of the bet. I put up 250 for 2,000 or better. 25 or better. I don't know. Whatever you want to do. We'll be there Saturday.
500 is too much to lock up?
Not that it's too much. I mean, it's quarter of the bet. Usually I lock up 500 for 5,000. But I ain't trying to bet 5,000 on one race right now. Let's get that high. Plus, you're steamrolling right now. You're beating everybody down there. I can't go into the top dog. I'll lock you up 250 for 25 or better Saturday night. You go eighth or do you go quarter?
Eighth a mile.
You don't go quarter?
No, sir.
Scared of the quarter. You Southern boys are always scared of the quarter.
I ain't scared of anything. I just ain't never ran a quarter.
That's fine.
I set up an eighth of a mile running. That's what we do down here.
That's fine. We'll cater to you. It's your land. I'm cool with that. You want to lock it up with JD right now, or what do you want to do?
I mean, we can lock 500 on 2,000.
You want to lock 500 on 2,000?
Yeah.
I lock 250 on 2,000.
I mean, our 500 is normally our lock-in bet. That's what normally what we do, $500.
All right, go through the race. What's it got to be?
Huh?
What's the steps?
8 mile pro tree. Small block, nitrous, 28, no wheelie bars. Run by 9.
All right. Pro trade, you red light, you lose DP, you race again?
No, sir.
Red light, you lose pot?
Yes, sir.
Damn, I got to give you everything. Jesus. let me ask you a question. Could we flip a coin for name choice with heads or tails?
We sure can.
Okay. Damn. Well, either do 250 for two or better, or you got to give me red light plays DP, race it right again. Give me one of them. Come on, give me one of them.
All right, listen, since you want to do 250, we do 250 on 1500.
250 on 1500, that's a bet.
All right.
Lord, I got Saturday
coming. Got to happen by 9 o'clock.
Now, one other tip I need to throw in there, okay?
Good.
I got a race at 7. As long as I don't break and tear up.
How do I know you don't see my card? You just say you broke.
Come on, man.
Put it out there.
If I break, you're gonna see I broke.
Who are you racing at 7? Bayestorm?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're telling me by 9 o'clock you'll run me 250 for 15 or better, heads up, 8 mile, pro tree, flip for lane choice, red light loses pot.
Yes, sir. Like I said, you got the car. Well, who's taking the steps down? Anybody on here?
JB.
Is in the cut? On?
If you want, I can call him in right now. He already said he'd be
in. Yeah, call him in, because he's going to be the DP, man.
All right, well, let me go ahead and get that. I'm going to call him in right now. Hold on 1 second, sir.
Oh, God.
All right, he's being called in right there.
In the cut.
Is this Maurice?
Yeah, what's up, man? It's in the cut. What's going on?
I got Jolly Rancher and Joe Minicanzi with the mistress ready to lock
okay.
in. They want to go over some things with you on the steps from
uh-huh.
DP.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Get a cut. This is Big Dave. What's going on, man?
What's up, Dave? What's happening?
We got 250 on 1500 or better.
Okay.
Race ready by 9.
Race ready by 9. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
28 small mm-hmm. block. One call.
Okay.
Nitrous.
All right.
No wheelie ball.
Right. Both of y'all start suspension.
Yeah.
All
yep.
right. 250 on 15, right?
Yeah.
Lanes by 9.
Yeah.
Race ready.
And then I got a break clause in there because I got bad storm at 7.
Right. What's the break clause?
If I break, just it ain't no race.
Okay, break
no
rule in effect.
No race, you don't got to pay a DP. I'm fair. I'm fine with
all
that.
Right.
Cool. I'll work with you because I'm a nice guy. Don't ever forget that because my car's pink. That's why I'm nice.
Nothing wrong with that. Okay.
Good call.
28. Okay, here we go. 28. Stock suspension. One call. Nitrous.
Small block.
Okay. Both of them small block.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, this is the pink car.
The red car
and the green car. Okay?
You don't want to fuck with your pink car, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, okay. Right.
You're right.
That's a whole other story.
I don't want none of them big block problems.
Right, okay. As soon as y'all get in the gate, find me or I'm going to find you, and I need a DP in hand, okay?
That's fine, sir.
And then when I get the DP in hand, race lock is on. You know what I'm saying? Right now, the race locked anyway, but I'm just saying to get the DP in hand.
That's okay. You got my word. Cool.
All right, no problem at all. I'll see both of y'all there on Saturday, okay?
All right.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Ed. Cut.
No problem at all.
Well, so you locked in with Fallen 9 already?
Fallen 9 said that they're going to they didn't want to put no money up, so we're going to – I have to wait till I get down there Friday to lock it in.
Oh, okay.
We have a verbal lock-in.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, unsight unseen, if you sit like I sit, I got to try you.
All right, that's cool.
Lord, y'all boys gonna have plenty of action down there, man. And I think Gene Stevens is on here from the Horsemen. And I think if they get it done, the headliner is from the Horsemen camp will be down there too. One Cobb, Knight.
Can they get that car done? You can bet he's gonna be there.
Hey, you bringing that big black car? What you do?
Joe is bringing the big boy.
Is stock suspension too?
Joe Minicanzi, you still on? I know he ain't go blind on me. Hey, Joe Minicanzi from Red Alert.
Yeah, hold on 1 second, fellas. I'm on the other line real quick.
All right, well, yeah, but to answer that question, Dave, I think he is bringing the pink car.
Yeah, I'll bring the pink
car.
Hold on 1 second. I've got to throw you on mute, JB. Hold on 1 second.
All right.
Yeah, okay, so you say you think he's bringing it, huh?
Yeah, big block stock suspension.
On 28th or 29th?
On 28th, I think it is. Yeah, these boys coming out of Philly.
Okay.
Sorry.
I might have to unbury something to bring him some more action or something.
Sure. God have mercy. I'm telling you, in the cut gonna have to he gonna have to do something about all this action. And see, I'm gonna tell you right now, I love stocks of business. They don't get no dust.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to let you know, Dave, when we talked earlier, I forgot to tell you, thank you for making me a little money the other week with Bad Storm, because my boy texted me. He said, did you get paid? I said, well, I didn't know they raced. He said, yeah, it's over some space. I said, how much? He said, well, it's right nice. But then I saw the race. I said, well, darn, there we go.
Yeah, you know, he said his nitrous ain't come on, so, you know, I got to give him man back his race.
I understand, man. That's just, that's why, you know, when I was talking to Jay today, I said, man, this man, you know, I don't know him, but that's respectful for a man to, you know, say, hey, man, I'm going to give you a race back, you know, because, you know, I want to beat you fair and square than say I beat you with your nitrous messed up. That's just, you don't get too many people like that nowadays. Most people make you wait.
Yeah, and I'm going to his home track.
Well, yeah, that's even bad. I mean, that's even worse. So, not only are you gonna give him the action back, but you're gonna try to invade his home track. So where, if you don't mind me asking, where is the Jolly Ranchers home track?
Well, my home track actually just closed down. It was Macon Twigs.
Oh, so Macon Twigs is closed down?
Yeah.
Man, I didn't know that. So, so what's the new track down there that I guess everybody is talking about? Is that the one in Georgia that everybody's talking about? That's Grudge. It isn't no problem, is it? Or is that in somewhere else?
No, that no problem down there. I do live in Mississippi down there.
Okay,
one of them two down there.
So I guess the track y'all get it off at most time now is Valdosta.
Valdosta. Phoenix City, I grew up there, and that's really doing a little track called Headhunters in Edenton, Georgia.
Yeah, I heard John Foray told me about Headhunters. He said it's a nice track.
Yeah.
Mm. So what you're saying, then, when you go get back over, what you're basically saying is you might have to wake something up to take on the food car.
You're breaking up real bad. I couldn't hear what you said.
I said, somebody in here is on speakerphone. Whoever's on the speakerphone will have to mute that speakerphone because I cannot hear the person I'm talking with. Let's see.
All right, somebody did something.
There we go. Let me open this. See, that's what's going on. We had a mic open up. We got a South Carolina mic open up at the time that you were talking. 803-448-8168. Your microphone is open. 803-448-8168. The microphone is open. Who am I speaking with?
I'm ahead. I just hit the button by accident. I've been listening to it.
Oh, who was that? Who we got there?
It's Tim from Rock Hill.
Okay, what's going on, Tim?
I don't know a whole lot.
Okay,
yeah, I'm sitting back listening to the show and accidentally hit the button, hearing all these small block races going on.
Oh yeah, look, I know you said you from down South Carolina, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you might want to. Are you going to Fayetteville Saturday?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, you definitely might want to be a favor. I don't know if you heard about the other race that just was locked on, but Dave with the Jolly Rancher will be taking on the boys from Philly in the Mistress. Two small blocks, one car, and you know nitrous. They go on to the 8th mile, Pro Tree.
Hell yeah.
So if you're going to be at Fayetteville, you're going to see that action, Jolly Rancher versus the Mistress. And the Jolly Rancher is also taking on the Bad Storm.
Hell yeah, Jolly Rancher got a full day, though.
And don't forget about Pink Warrior fucking Weeby up.
Oh, hey, well, look, now that you...
I got a couple more spots if somebody want to fill them.
Okay.
Now that you're back on, he wants to talk to you. He said he might have to wake up his other car to give you some action with the pink car.
Who's that?
Dave with the Jolly Rancher.
Okay.
How that car sit? Stock suspension? One carb, two big block?
Stock suspension, one carb, conventional head, short deck, on 28, no bars. Stock block.
Okay. I might have to see what I can do about that. I might have to bring another one with me.
Okay. What do you got in mind?
I got one that said just like you said.
Okay. Hey, you know my car's slow because Bandstorm supposedly got me last year.
Huh?
Bandstorm supposedly got to me last year, so, I mean, you know my car's slow. Take it easy on me what you bring.
Hey, I don't underestimate no man. That was last year. This is this year. Everybody gets better. They don't stay the same now. I don't underestimate no man in their car.
Yeah, I respect that.
Joe Minicondi, one of your races just has stepped into place. I'm going to have to get him to mute that speakerphone, but
757-218-7777. Is that Weeby? Weeby Cooper, your line has now been open. Are you? Do you want to talk?
They ain't got no phone lines in the bushes, JB.
And Weeby, I don't know if you know, but Joe's camp just locked in a nice one, man. Joe Minicondi's camp with the mistress has just locked in with the Jolly Ranch. Who you gonna ride with on that one?
The mistress, that would be a good one. I gotta roll with the Jolly Ranch on that one.
Okay, riding with Dave.
Oh, no love over here. Okay, Weeby.
I'm gonna show you a whole lot of love when I cut the tree down on top of you. When I pat the gas on you, I'm gonna show you a whole lot of love.
Don't forget about the gap cut, because that's going to Toys for Tots.
Yeah, it ain't no way in the world you can gap me. Well, I say that anything can happen in racing, but I don't plan on it happening.
Hold on a second. I gotta find my pixie dust. Hold on, before I'm going to have to walk out the door, I got to find my pixie dust before I head down south.
Hey, Dave.
Yep.
Now, I think Weeby is bringing, their camp is bringing a car called the Freak Bitch that's 28 Big Block.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's all motor car.
Yeah, so if you got something in y'all camp, if y'all got an all motor car in the camp, they are bringing him up from the he is from the
DMV. I ain't got nothing on motor.
Okay, I understand that, man.
We'll run a car on gas too and make it fair.
Okay, well something like that. I ain't gonna lock up on the phone, but when we get there, I see it. You know, gotta put eyes on that.
Okay,
I understand. That's only respectful, man. I mean, it's just for you to lock up a car that you ain't seen with the mistress, I'm most people, you shock me, because most people, they gotta do their homework. They got a YouTube and everything.
28 small block, one carburetor, nitrous. I gotta sit beside you.
What's the race block there? What y'all running, eighth or quarter?
Eighth.
8 mile.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a good race. I've seen both of the cars, so it'd be a good one.
And he's also still going to, he's being the man he is, he's going to run back against the Bad Storm, because Bad Storm said he had problems with his nitrous or whatever, so he's going to give the Bad Storm another race to the 8 mile again this Saturday.
Oh, okay. Man, that's going to be a lot of action out there, Ville Dag, on this weekend. I might get there tomorrow so I can do a little testing myself, because I ain't really did no testing. I mean, I have, but it ain't what I wanted.
And I got a guy from DMV known as Dirty Harry, Chad. He said he's looking for action. If you got a single, if you got a stock block,
single kid
of nitrous, he's looking to do something.
He need to, I meant to tell Chad that that 757 Most Wanted Malibu gonna be down there. I talked to him earlier, but I just, I've been working. But I think they wanna do something with Chad.
Okay, so the 757 Most Wanted Malibu wants to do something with Chad Glenn. Okay. That ought to be a good one too.
Oh yeah, that'd be a good race. I got to go with Chad on that one.
Yeah, I think I do too, man. I'm trying to, I was just letting boys know, doing a little work today, and, I got in touch with Realtree, and Realtree said he wanted to come down, to Capitol on the 14th in Maryland, and he said, well, I'm looking for any, he said, all I want is somebody to step up and take. And I said, what do you want somebody to step up and take? He said, everybody I try to call out up there on 28th, stock suspension nitrous, don't want to take a bet. I said, well, you know, let's see if somebody takes that bet. And a man texted me not too long after that. He said, you know what? He said, I'll take that action. If he's coming to a track that, you know, see, this is the reason the man took the action. You got to think about it like this. The man is thinking like, well, shoot, he's never been to the track that he's talking about coming to. And, you know, he's got to get down the track just like I got to get down the track. So why not take that chance? So the man has already, I think that race should be locked and DP'd within the next 2 weeks. And if y'all don't know what I'm talking about, Bin Laden S10, Jada Mack will be taking on Lethal Weapon June 14th.
Now, which Lethal Weapon is this?
Lethal Weapon is the Monte Carlo, yes, owned by Realtree. And, call him Realtree, but his name is actually Roundtree.
I like the Monte Carlo for whatever.
Now, who is that just slid up in here? Is that Dave?
That's Big Dave, yeah.
Okay, so Dave, you right off the bat, you saying you would take the Monte Carlo for whatever bet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I hear that, man. Okay. And we got another microphone open. Mr. Monster Jones, what is going on, sir?
What's up, JB?
Nothing. We just got a locked in race between Mr. Dave with Jolly Rancher and you remember Joe Minicondi with the mistress.
Mm-hmm.
They just locked in. I think it was two. Now give me right up on a second. But is it 250 on 1500?
Yeah.
250 on 1500, 8 mile Pro Tree. Both of them nitrous, one car. Stop the spin.
Man, I tell you what, I've been watching some stuff go on here lately, and it just seems like everybody is wanting to set up races and get racing. So it's a good thing. You hear me?
Yeah, I mean, hey, look, I just got a text. I'm gonna let something else out the bag. The boys from Canada, which I'm going to tell you right now, I think it's interesting because I'm going to be honest. I don't know what they be saying because they speak French or whatever. But when they post it, I be like, this man might be talking about me, and I don't even know what he's saying. Because, you know, they post it, and I'm like, man, that man probably just told me lock in right now. But, you know, it's funny because I put a post up the other day, and the man said, look, I got this car. I'm all motor. I got a clutchless 5-speed, and, you know, I make over 1,200 horsepower. I said, Jesus Christ. He said, I'm just looking for head-up all motor action. I said, well, shoot, I don't know nobody sit like that. Well, he said, well, look, if you
yes,
find
you
somebody.
Youngstein.
You find somebody.
Youngstein sent the same way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, but then when I text him back, I showed him a picture of that car. He said, I know him. I can't sit there. I said, well, understood. But, I mean,
mm-hmm.
The action is getting crazy. The action is getting crazy.
I tell you what, though, that bank was really, really nice, man. You hear me?
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what, them daggone boys over at Shakedown, man, they wore me out, man. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get them back.
Oh, yeah, that third, I think Joe Minicondi, I think before the end of the year, I think he probably going to want to run my boy Sean. I can sense that when we were talking about it last year and he found out that they both were stock block, conventional heads, single cars, I think that'll probably, something will go on sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to watch old Joe. He a repo man, so you got to watch.
Mm-hmm. But I think I got Sean and G Money ready to get it settled on the Sean Shakedown on May 3rd. I think
oh,
G Money's gonna pull up beside him. Mm-hmm.
So on the Shakedown, we gonna see Sean Murphy and G Money.
I'm pretty sure. I just gotta confirm it with him, but I'm 99.9. They both were smiling hard the other night when we talked about it.
Well, you know, Monster, this is gonna be a good one because they both are 1-1 of last year. G-Money
mm-hmm.
took the first one, and then Sean took the next one. So this is the tiebreaker, May 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, hopefully, I'm gonna talk more with Mr. Dave and the Jolly Rancher. Hopefully, you know, we can find him something to get him out here in the DMV area next year, this year.
Which car is he?
Dave has the Jolly Rancher. It's a small block, and I want to say, now correct me, Dave, if I'm wrong, is this a small block Ford?
Small block Ford, yeah.
Oh, yeah, see that? I feel even better. Small block Ford, Monster. Yes, and you heard right, so don't come at me and say it's a Chevy. It's a small block Ford. Yes, small block Ford, single car, old night. Now, I like it even better. I might have to get me a Jolly Rancher.
Dave, I guess you can tell he's a Ford man by the way he's talking, right, Dave? Huh?
You got there right.
Yes.
You got there right. When a man, I'm gonna tell you right now, I was a little sad. Don't get me wrong. Him and my a guy I know from Midwest, Matt Paul, they raced, and yeah, he put a little space on Matt, and I lost, you know, a little bit of money, but now I don't feel so bad because I know both of them were small block Fords, and the small block Ford beat the small block Ford, so I don't feel too bad.
Nicest car, Dave.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. You bad boys make that Ford run like that. Who
it
we got?
Do all right.
Nah, it don't just do all right if you run it like that. JV cheerleading, you know what you're doing, all right?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm going to tell you, look, I must have the boy. Somebody must be trying to get on to get some action. Let's see, 202-421-3658. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with?
Is Alan King in the game?
What's up, young gunner? What are you calling to get some action, or are you just talking a little trash?
A little bit of both.
Okay, so speak your mind. What you get? What you trying to get off your chest?
No, I'm just trying to figure out who all gonna be at Fayetteville Saturday.
Well, I can tell you right now, as of about 30 minutes ago. We have Dave out of Georgia, and I know you've probably seen this car. It's the Jolly Rancher, one of the baddest on 28th last year, I will say. And I think he was – Dave, did you win something with that car last year?
Yeah, I won an award with it. Don't give me the line. I forgot what it is now. Shit. That was last year. I ain't worrying about last year. I'm trying to do it this year.
But, yeah, if you haven't heard, that is Dave with the Jolly Rancher, and he is going to be taking on Joe Minicondi with the Mistress. Both of them are small block. One of them small block Chevy, one of them small block Ford, single cob, nitrous, 8 mile, Pro Tree.
Oh, that's going to be one to see right there.
Man, who you telling, man? I'm just glad I can make it, because look, I'm going to be honest with y'all boys. I'm a teacher, and I tell moms all the time, I was driving to school one day this week, and, you know, the car started acting up, and then I seen I had an inspection sticker dead. I was like, man, I won't be making it to Fayetteville. And it just so happened, I hit up one of the boys, and they said, man, look, you going to Fayetteville? I said, yeah, I'm trying. He said, well, you going. He said, go and hop in. So, man, I can't wait. I mean, all the action I'm hearing about, you know, you got the shootout, which you know you're always gonna have fun looking at a shootout. But then, I mean, some of this action happening now. I mean, I just got word that young gunner from DMV. I know everybody knows Carlton Thornton. Carlton Thornton is taking who's next? The G body, full interior, 23 degree, small block Chevy, one stage on radio. He's going, and then I think I just got word from the young, who is it, Charles Tate, and I'm not Charles Tate, the Radical Behavior Club, that they're going.
Hey, JB, Joe.
Yeah, what's going on?
You can get a hold of the Fallen Nine boys. We're feeling a little crazy tonight. We'll lock them in tonight, too, for tomorrow before 6. With the Mystic, small block to small block.
All right, well, look, now that you said that,
we're
hold on.
The truck. We're coming down. We're locked and loaded. We don't care now.
All right, well, hold on. You feeling froggy? I like when somebody's feeling froggy. Let's go on and...
JB, you've been making stuff happen, man.
In the cut. In the cut.
Hey, cut.
Yeah, what's going on, man? What's going on?
Joe Minicondi is feeling froggy, and he said if you can make something happen before 6, he will run fall in 9.
Small block car.
With the small block car.
Before 6 o'clock.
He wants to get it off before six.
I'm gonna have to see if I can get in touch with Fall in Line. They're firemen, so it's sometimes a little tough to get in touch with them. They have to hit me back. So if he hit me back, tell Joe I'm gonna blow his phone up.
You on the radio too, Cut. What's up?
I know. Hey, what's happening, man? That's fine. Yeah, that's only them 347 numbers to let you know when you're on the radio, not them 347 numbers.
We got to let you know. How you been?
Oh, I've been hanging in there. Trying to make
Miss
trying to make
you
easy.
Ready for the weekend?
I've been ready. I'm just all I wanted was the weather to be ready for the weekend. And everybody else was going to be ready. So that's how it works out.
You're getting suntan down there, boy.
Well, that's okay. I'm going to have white on. You're going to reflect it. You'll be all right.
I was just talking to the boys, me and you, and Dave got something in common. And, when he beat Matt Ball the other weekend, I was I was a little upset, but I was mad that I think about it. Both of them were small block fours, so I don't feel too bad.
Well, yeah, small block fours, they beat up on each other all the time. You know, they beat up each other on the street, at the track, they beat up on each other all the time. It's funny when you have a small block Chevrolet and a Ford, so basically you're killing two birds with one stone, depending on what you're driving on the other side. I mean, that's really a Chevrolet man that's got a Mustang and a Chevrolet in it. He really a forward man. He just don't want to admit it.
Hey man, can you cut in the cut off?
Yeah, you know. Okay, this is what they do. Hold on, listen. This is what they do. They're like, what kind of car you got? I got a Mustang. They don't volunteer to mention that they got a Chevrolet motor in it. They want the prestige of a Mustang. That's all.
Come on, man. Time to get him the hell up off of here. We'll see him the weekend. God damn it, we don't need all of this.
He's speaking the truth, Mom, so don't act like you don't want to hear.
Oh, Lord. I knew you was going to jump in there and put your skirt on and pom-poms and cheer beside them damn Ford stuff. Oh, no damn Ford. Chevrolet powering them damn Ford. You hear me?
Hey, 99%
of them now is the Chevrolet powered.
Hey, JB. Hey,
because Chevrolet cheap.
Mm-hmm. Hey, when they ask me what Blue Magic is, I tell them it's a donkey.
A donkey is a workhorse. Mm-hmm.
It's a donkey. It ain't no full breed horse. We got a Chevrolet motor, so it's a donkey.
It's a workhorse. It's a workhorse. That's okay.
You're right, man. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. And before you get off your cut, just to know, I just talked with Chad Glenn with Dirty Harry. He said he's gonna stay and run the stock box thing Sunday. But he said if somebody is there on Saturday and they got a stock block one hit, they got action.
Stock block one hit, stock block small block or one hit.
Stock block small block one hit, they got action.
In our area, that's why I started the stock block class, man, because we had a lot of guys who just really couldn't compete with the race blocks. So that's where the idea, I came up with the stock block, and it turned out pretty good. So he shouldn't have a problem with finding one in there. If he needs some help, just I'll point him in the right direction. You know what I mean? And then they can go over there and have a good time racing.
Yeah, he told me, he said, if it's his stock suspension, stock block on one hit, he's going to go to that ad.
I want these guys to do now. A lot of guys out here now are not strictly stock suspension. So you're going to have some cars. They may have stock blocks in them, or they may be, big block short decks or whatever. But some of them will have ladder bars, and some of them going to even have a four lane. Just in an event like this, I just want people to be a little bit forgiving when it comes to suspension, because sometimes you're going to have cars that have the same thing as you. Only thing that's going to be different is their suspension is a ladder bar and stuff. As long as they have the same tie and everything the same, they should be okay. So just this is a gambling. You know, go and gamble a little bit, and you never know, it may pay off.
I respect you for saying that, because something went on today, and I don't know if you look at the internet a lot, but today Realtree got on here the other week and made a call out, and he basically said anything from the north or around that area that stock suspension 28 nitrous got action. Well, I saw somebody at a banquet last weekend, and you know, he was all G'd up, and he said, I can tell you like this, if something comes June 14th to Capitol Raceway on the 28th nitrous, I got to try it. And just so happened, it looks like it's going to be a locked-in race pretty soon. Jada Mack with the Bin Laden S10 versus Lethal Weapon, June 14th.
What color is the S10?
S10 is gray.
Okay, you talking about the boys from Philly?
The boys from Philly, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know I had talked to them earlier, so they weren't able to get ready for, I guess the snow kept them from getting ready by March.
Yeah, I talked to Jada said that. Yeah, what's going on?
Nah, I got a race locked in for the 14th. I'm not in the Young Gun Shootout, but I'm locked in with Daniel's Ravens Cross.
Okay, this is Alan King, Young Gunner Alan King, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you locked in with Daniel Ravenscroft with the note?
Yeah.
Okay, there y'all. Oh, my goodness. And
good race. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, no.
I'm proud of you, young man. You're rolling, brother.
Hey, Pat, I know you know, but
tip off the old block.
I talked with Carlton Thornton earlier. He is bringing the Malibu.
Which blue?
The one that, you know, the one from Virginia that knocked off Nephew last year.
Oh, you're talking about Wayne. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Wayne and Carlton are coming with the Malibu.
Oh, well, that's cool right there, because I got it. I had talked to Nephew a while back, you know, and I think he drives trucks, so he had been working a lot, so I'm going to try to touch base with him again. They know about the event, so I need to see if they're going to be free this weekend in May, because he may get a rematch. Plus, they got a Nova in their camp, too. So that may work. And there's another note. This a friend of mine down here named Big Wheel. He got it. Him and his boy 2-4 got a little green Nova, white stripes on it. So if you see them, they small block 23 on nitrous. They'll be looking to play too.
Okay, Aaron, that's good. Small block 23 degree on nitrous. That sounds good.
Chevrolet. Y'all see that Chevrolet? Y'all ain't saying
that. But it's in a Chevrolet too. It ain't stuck up in a Mustang.
You gotta rub it in every chance I can. You hear me?
Well, hey,
you
Cut,
coming
I
north
know...
this year in the car?
So what?
You coming north this year?
And I'm always coming north. I'm coming north every year. If nobody else don't, I'll be there.
Mhm.
You know what I mean? You know, I'm trying to get y'all to grudge race more. That's why I come over there. So go over there, put you on camera, make the winners look good. Hey man, more races go on.
Well, hey, Cut, I'm gonna go ahead and let you know. I don't know if you know, but the 14th, you probably heard about Election Day. The pot has just made it to $1,750 for the Young Gun Shootout. And I don't know if you've heard the tips on it, but the thing you gonna like. Is it off the trailer?
It's all what?
It's off the trailer. They will not get a
Oh, that's all right. Well, hey, man, they're gambling. If you come off the trailer, you gamble. There ain't nothing wrong with that. You got a good track to work with. You just go on out there and gamble and do what you got to do. You gambling even harder. I'll put it that way. You gambling even harder coming off the trailer.
Yeah, that's why, you know, I like it, because once they put it together and they put it out there, the guy said, some of them said, I can't run this car, but we had one, I'm going to tell you, Cut, you would have loved it. Boy, I had an S10, so I said, you know what, if we coming off the trailer, I'll take that, because somebody might go out there and shove everything they got, and I go out there and make a little slick little pass, and I got the money. And see, that's
exactly.
That's why I respect it. When Carlos put them rules together and that damn Wicked Bird, you know, he came. He basically came up with it. He said, you know what? We're going to make them go off the trailer. And now the money, like I said, the money is sitting nice at $17.50.
Don't worry, I'll be there. You know, with the bird of them is cool. Hopefully, I'll see them this weekend. Whether they walk on a ride, and it don't make no difference to me. I just love to see everybody up in there this weekend. You know how
it is. We traveling pretty deep. I know the horsemen are coming. Like I said, a call support is coming. I just talked with. I know you know Radical Behavior. What little young young boy name? I can't think of his name. His daddy got the Chevy too.
Oh, you talking about the black Chevy too?
Craig Jordan.
Okay, that one. Okay, I know you're talking about. I know you're talking about that.
Little Craig. His daddy said. He said his daddy woke up today and said, "I'm feeling kind of nice. I think I'm gonna take the car up to Fayetteville this weekend." So they coming with the Radical Behavior car with the small block.
Oh, there it is, man. That's all right. Let me. Since everybody woke up on a good note like that and wanted to go race, that's why we got good weather this weekend for Saturday. So I'm glad to see it.
Hey, in the cut.
Yes, sir.
It's a big day, man.
What's up, Dave? What's that?
I will be looking for some action right off the trailer when I get there, too.
Right off the trailer?
Yeah. You know, I don't like to shake down for free. I might as well shake down some of my ass.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, you making a pass for some cash. That's what you dashing for cash. That's what you're doing. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Gonna run out of room down there this weekend, man. Everybody coming south because they caught all the damn snow up here. You hear me?
I know, man, and that's why I'm glad it's hot. It's going to be a good day down here, so everybody can get their little pack. Go. This is it. Get there early. Go on, get your test passes in. And after them shootouts, you be ready to go on somebody's ass, you know. I mean, just be ready to go on somebody's ass after you damn get your test passes in. There's no need of saying, well, I'll wait until next time. Just go on and get it over with. Rematches are just as good as the damn first as people at. We'll find out, especially with that Jolly Rancher and Bad Storm Rancher. All these people all these promoters that don't want rematches, you'll find out. You're going to wish you had them after this weekend.
And see,
you know what I'm saying?
I had to give Dave some respect because the thing is, you know, I had heard that Josh's car, he said something about the nitrous won't, you know, didn't come on or wasn't working. And I respect Dave, you know, I just first day talking with him. But the thing is, he said, I'd rather beat the man at his best than if he said it won't right.
Exactly.
And that's how it should be. You know, some people, I'm going to be honest. Some people make you wear that ass before.
Yeah.
They make you wear it for a little bit, but, you know, he going back out there with him, so that's what's up.
Well, I mean, he giving the man a chance to win his money back. I mean, he giving the man a chance to get his race back. You know, he ain't like one of them sorry street racers. As soon as they get you and get away from him, they don't want to run you no more. You will never get that race back. But this ain't that type of dude. And like you said, he gets much respect, man. That's what real good racers do. You know what I'm saying? Real grudge racers will come out and say, hey, look, I'll give you a chance to get your money back, but I ain't going to let you. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're supposed to do. That lets everybody know you a stand-up grudge racer and you a man of your word. You know, you ain't over here to get it, and then, well, hey, I don't want to run you no more because I was scared I couldn't beat you any damn way. You know, there's a whole lot of stuff like that going down now, so we just got to bring it back to where it's supposed to be.
And also, Cut, to go ahead and throw another one at you. It's not, it has been talked about and it has been agreed. I don't know which car, but I'm thinking it's probably going to be Honeycutt. I don't know if you know Rob Honeycutt or heard the name yet, but he is with Mark Hayes Racing. He has Mark Hayes' old, what kind of car? I think it's a Cavalier.
Mm-hmm.
He has Mark's old Cavalier. He will be making a pass with Sterling from the old Jack on June 14th.
Oh, that's fine. I just heard about that the other night, so don't worry. I'll be there to get it. You better make a good one.
Oh, yeah, because, hey, believe me, that damn Sterling got up at the banquet, and he it's funny because he grabbed the mic, and you could tell he wasn't used to talking on the mic because he kept dropping it and then picking it up and dropping it, and you couldn't hear him. And then he said,
right.
Mark Hayes, You got action on June 14th from that goddamn vet.
Well, there it is then. Hey, man, there. Mark Hayes is going to have to prove something. Let me ask you a question. Do Mark Hayes still got his little small block Mustang?
He does. He has it, and it will be there June 14th. I think he's going to do something with Hell Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, let me ask you a question. That dude, Hell Yeah, that's the 280, right?
280. He's coming your way Saturday.
Yeah, I was going to try to tell him that I spoke to the guys who own the catfish down here. He said they were working on it to get it together, so hopefully he'll see that tomorrow. If you see that tomorrow, then them 280 is going to bump his for real. But they both got that same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know their little crew is coming. I think YWFO Racing, him,
mm-hmm.
Little Donald with the Nova, and a couple mm-hmm. others. I think they are coming your way Saturday. Because I talked to Keith Parker. He's with the crew. They said they're coming tomorrow to test
okay.
Friday, and then they're going to race Saturday. So.
Right.
And I think, hey, Cut, I think somebody slid in here to talk with you because he always talked good about you. 202-292-0961. Is that the driver of the Intimidator?
Yeah, it's me. Hello?
What's up? Who is it?
It's Carlos. It's Carlos Wells.
What's up, man? What's going on, big man? What you up to?
Ain't too much. I'm going to try to make it down there. My wife let me come out and play. I've been on the road 2 weekends straight down Shadyside and then down the House of Hook last week.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So she can let me come out three. I think, and we had the banquet last week, so she can let me
mm-hmm.
come out. I'll be down there.
Well, I mean, yeah. You know, I mean, you're always welcome. You know how I go. You're always welcome.
Mm-hmm. I definitely want to see that Jolly Rancher. That Jolly Rancher ride, man. You know, he made good pass down the House of Hook. I definitely want to see that car run again.
Yeah, Jolly Rancher racing, man. That's what you're supposed to do. You race, man. You growers race to get paid instead of being paid to growers race. You see what I'm saying? Let me emphasize that you growers race to get paid. You don't try to get paid to growers race. You growers race to get paid. Okay, that's what I'm saying. And that's what Jolly Rancher does. You know what I'm saying? That's why he got much respect, and that's why he winning. You know, you winning when you real, man. You know what I'm saying?
Said that the best
you
right
know,
there.
I think a lot of guys trying to go that way, man. They ain't
really
worried about that. They're just wanting to go more. They just want to make it. And that's what they need to get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
In the cut, I just opened the microphone, and I know you know this one, 501-523-2865,
a
man with a lot of cornbread.
What's up, Cut?
Oh, what's up, man? What you up to?
Hey, not, man. Working on cornbread. We dropped the heartbeat in there. Now we're trying to put a liver transplant in it. It'll be ready by June, hopefully early May.
Working on cornbread? Oh, Lord.
Yeah, the stock suspension Mustang on 28.
Well, man, there's going to be a whole lot of chitlins down here in Fayetteville, so cornbread and chitlins go good again. So I don't know where. You better get that cornbread right and make sure some butter on it, too.
Yeah, you know how we like.
We don't need no dry cornbread.
Well, that's all they're going to be getting is some dry cornbread because they ain't going to be able to swallow. They're going to be able to swallow it. I'm going to be down there if Carlos going to come down there with me. So we was going to Memphis,
mm-hmm.
Tennessee, but that ride too long, so we changed our mind. I ain't realize it was 14 hours. Driving no 14 hours. So
amen.
More likely,
I'm not mad at you.
Yeah, we'll be down there, to help you out down there and stuff. You know, because I like all that street car stuff. You always have a good turnout down there. And I know when I get there, there's always some racing going on all day.
That's what I'm hoping for, man. That's all I want is people to – I want to be tired as hell after Saturday. That's all I want to say. Tired as hell and don't even want to look at no more races before until the next
week. You know it's going to be like that. It always is. As long as the weather's great, you always get that good weather. So – it's going to be dead on. I hear a lot of people talking about it. People been hitting me up and saying they was going down and leaving early and stuff like that, you know. So I think Steph and them left the day. You know, from out of New York, they left today, so they're probably already there.
Yep. Hey, look, I just opened the mic to somebody that's probably going to be looking for some action cut. He got a big block, all motor, stock suspension on 28. They call it the freak pit.
Who's it?
He on here, Dwayne Robinson.
What up, Cut?
Oh, what's up? Oh, yeah. That dude right there, I know he's looking for action. He always looking for action.
Yeah, man. I got
some. Wait a second. The freak is a big block? The freak pitch always been a big block.
No, it's a big block.
Yeah, that's
Joe. Joe, we don't waste our time with no small blocks, man.
I don't know you had a small block in this flood.
Nah, I ain't no small block in it.
Oh, it's a big block,
oh,
man.
Oh, shit, the truth comes out.
It ain't never was a lie.
I didn't even know.
Nah, yeah. The flood always had a big block, Joe.
That motherfucker ran like it had a stick cylinder in it when I seen it last time.
Oh, what do you say? Joe, step up to the mic and talk into the mic.
I'm sorry, I'm driving. I'm 95 south right now. I'm a little giggly.
It sounds like you'd have a night quill because you're talking about the side of your neck. I'm looking for some of that pink pussy when I get down there.
Oh, Lord.
That's what I'm looking for. What they call it, woo-woo water?
Yeah, woo-woo-woo. The woo-woo.
Yeah.
Hey, look, the woo-woo man going to be in the house too, so y'all get ready to get right. He definitely going to be there too.
Nah,
yeah,
I don't drink, but I want some of that pink warrior.
Action is waiting.
All right, y'all boys should be down there. Y'all should be leaving, but I'm not gonna be able to get there on Saturday morning. We ain't gonna leave
there,
to the.
I'll be there tomorrow. I'll be there Saturday. I might even stay around for Sunday and spend some of Weeby's money in the local bars. I don't even know.
Hey, where cornbread? Styles on here.
Yeah, cornbread. You want your cornbread?
Hey, Style, you my man, 100 grand, bro. But if you just did a heart transplant and you're doing a liver transplant, you got a corpse.
Oh.
Hey, that means you got him straight out the graveyard. He on life support.
Well, it started out as a corpse, you know, because I had one that died on me last year. So I had to reincarnate one. And I had to go out and get a new heart and new liver. She'd be together by May, and she'd be ready to go in somebody's butt by June.
Yeah. Well, that'll be good. It looked like it's going to be a lot of action. I know they're on Fayetteville this weekend. It's going to be some action.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these high profile
players going to get some action.
And then let me tell you, everybody a hero at Fayetteville, at Grudgewood, man. That's why I named it the Grudge World is Ours, because that means everybody in there play a big role, and they are definitely a part of the whole Grudge game. That's why I named it that, because, I mean, that's what it's all about to me.
And see, you know why I like that? Because I'm going to give him credit. You and Bruce, you and Wicked Bird are two of the same people, because he's been preaching that for a long time. It don't matter if it's a big name or a small name or whoever you are, you're part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And the little guy keeps it going around.
Yep.
The little guy keeps it going. Cut has this every year. You get guys on top. I enjoy it every year.
I just hope it started off good. That's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to start it off good and let it be an example for what everybody else do for the rest of the year. Get in there and have a good time.
What you done? You done vanished out the big guys. The big guys don't want nothing more, man. You get twice as many small tire cars.
Hey, look, I'm gonna have to mute you for a minute. Yeah, I'm gonna have to mute you.
Okay, go ahead.
717-379-3712. Is that Hell Yeah?
Hell yeah, Ricky Bird on here. Are you on speakerphone? We can barely hear you.
We can barely hear you. And also, yeah, in the cut said that car might be ready for you this weekend. That's been looking for.
All right, well, when I get done with it, he's going to be fucked up, when I get done with it. Hell yeah, he does know that. Hold on, are you calling out Bird, or are you talking about the car that's in the cut or something like that? Nah, I'm just messing with him, but yeah, definitely me and Bird are going to get it on this year, and it won't be too long before we get it on, that's for sure.
Hey, you know what, Hell Yeah, you can get it sometime in April, a couple of weeks. That's good. I will definitely. I'm coming to get it. You know I'm checking you out there in that ocean where they dropped it, where that plane crashed at, right?
Where the plane crashed? No, I don't know. Where the hell is that?
Where that missing plane at in the, what's that, the Antarctic Ocean? You know that's where you're going at, right?
Oh, you think?
Down in the deep water. You said you got a quarter mile car? Well, you going to show. We're going to show you how quarter mile you go.
Hey, well, that quarter mile will float, brother.
That's no talk about. I tell you what, we're going to set something. We're going to try to break that record that I set up there last year with Tricky Ricky and the Hatton Boys. We're going to set something up, you know, sometime in April.
Uh-huh.
All right?
That sounds good.
I might do a tune-up on you before I get to pace, because I do need to do a shakedown.
You better do two tune-ups.
No, I'm going to come off the trailer. I'll come off the trailer.
Hey, I don't have a problem coming off the trailer. You know me.
Okay, then. Like Marquez said, drop the door and drive it right up. Don't even warm it up. Drive it right up to the pit.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't need all that test pads and shit and shake down, whatever you call it. I'm good.
I know
how my shit rides.
We're going to call it Friday night off the trailer, let down the bay door race.
All right.
Hell yeah. Who are you looking for this weekend at Fayetteville?
Well, I ain't going to Fayetteville, guys. I'm putting the car together right now, so I just been jamming on the car. You know, I had a couple things done, and it took about a month and a half longer than what it was supposed to. So, you know, I'm kind of backstepping right now. So, but that's why I'm home. That's why I'm staying home. You know what I'm saying? To get my shit together.
Is anybody else from
the
UFO race coming?
Well, but nobody's bringing any cars. They're just going down to, you know, hang out and stuff. I want to ask y'all something. Did y'all hear about the race we got going up here at my track, at my hometown track?
No. What's that?
Okay, well, we got a race up here. It's the first grudge race at our hometown track here at Beaver Springs.
Beaver Springs? Where is that?
Beaver Springs. It's in, it's probably about 30 minutes past Harrisburg.
PA. You're talking about Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Pennsylvania. All right.
Okay.
Just pull it up on the internet. Pull up Beaver Springs Dragway. And April 12th, and I sure like to see some of y'all come down there and, you know what I mean, and represent for yourselves.
Well, you probably need to go on and talk with Cut if you need one of the baddest videographers of the year.
Do what now?
You need to go on and probably hit up with Cut and go on and get him down there for your videographer. You know you're a bad dude.
Right. All right.
I don't know what you got anything going on April 12th? JB, who got that mic open, JB? Huh?
I don't know.
Who got all that static and the police out there, JB?
I don't know, but we're going to have to mute that. Let me see. It wasn't? Hold on.
Oh, that's better there.
Nah, it's still the same on my end.
Yeah, it's static and like shit.
Yeah, right,
here we go. Hey, in the cut. Unless he didn't drop. 919-357-0352.
Well, that cleaned up.
Yeah, I think cut might be going for a minute, but yeah.
Well, what do you think?
You
think some of you guys can make it down there for this race to my track or what?
Hey, you know what? Hey, hell yeah. Let me work on that one. Hell yeah, I might try
April
to come 12th. Up there.
It's Saturday, 10 o'clock in the morning.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning.
I sure like you to.
Your car will be ready then?
Yep, 10 o'clock. Gates open, I think, at 9.
No, I'm saying, is your car going to be ready by then?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, hell yeah. I'm going there to take it.
Is that a quarter-mile track or eighth-mile track?
Well, they run either way, but it's quarter-mile track, yeah. I mean, you can run either way. You just got to tell them. Kind of like Capital, you know what I mean?
They got enough stopping room for me. You know, I go out the back door. I go out the back door.
Nah, there's plenty of room. Yeah, there's two turnaround lanes, and it's a real nice place. It's right there in the middle of the mountains. It sets down in the valley. Real nice track.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
how far is that from Capital?
From Capital, you're probably 2.5 hours.
Okay, that ain't bad. I might try to make that. Keep me informed on that, okay? I might try to run you up there at your home track. Ain't nothing like whooping you in your own home track.
Yeah. All right, well, you can get what you got.
That's what I'm going to think on that one real hard.
All right.
Hey,
right.
Hell yeah, just to give you an update, I took Hayes at the banquet, and he posted it. His gray card will be out June 14th, and he wants to get you back for last year. So if you will be at Capital June 14th, Mark Hayes is looking for that.
He won
yeah,
a rematch.
I know he is.
He won a rematch of the Gap Band.
I know he does. I know there's a bunch of them want to get back at Oh Hell Yeah. But that's all right. That's why I come back out this year. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody hiding. We're going to get it on. I might get schooled this year. That's all right. I've been schooled before.
You're going to get schooled.
Shit. I know that's right.
Go to hell.
You're going to get schooled. You're going
that's
to
all
get
good.
Schooled. I know. Make sure I get a police escort out of there after I run over top of you.
Damn.
All right. Well, I tell you what. Hell yeah, it's going to be there. You're going to know he's there.
Woo!
Ain't
come
no doubt about that. That's right. Come get you some. Come to Pennsylvania and get you some.
Well, look, you actually, Joe Minicondi is already in Pennsylvania, so y'all might have to y'all might have to work something out.
And what's in Pennsylvania?
Joe Minicondi and his team, the Red Alert crew.
All right. Well, I just want to put it out there so these guys know, because this is the first grudge race. These guys, they don't have grudge races this track. But I've been stirring some shit up around here, and I've been trying to get my boys around here to do some grudge racing. And it's their hometown track. I mean, they've been running this track forever. And I think they talked to the owner, which is Beaver Bob. He's a pretty cool guy. But he needs a lesson in grudge racing, you know what I'm saying? Once he gets a little taste of this grudge racing, I think he's going to like it.
Oh, well, hey, Joe Minicondi, you still on? Joe Minicondi from Red Alert, are you still on? Driving the Fayetteville. I was going to ask him if he ever heard of it, because, I mean, if that's, you know, where I think it is, that's not too far from them. So, I mean, y'all might be able to work something out, hell yeah, because he's having one May the 10th. He's doing one in Philly. or not in Philly. He's doing one at Cecil again.
AJB.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck up your boy from Shakedown. Cop it.
Who you calling out now?
Copperhead.
Okay, well, you know he raced all day, so tell, you ready to lock that in?
I ain't got the money yet, but just know, he's going to get fucked up before 2014 is over.
Okay.
Who's that?
Hey, that's Alan King.
Oh.
And if anybody want big to do with that, they can get it too.
Do you want some cornbread?
Maybe I ought to eat your cornbread, goddammit.
I'm going to tell you, hey, Sal, some damn young gunners, they go for the throat because, look, the other day, who was it that posted something? Somebody, one of the young gunners that got a new car, he was like, yeah, this is my little Streeter that I'm going to start driving around. Man, not even 4 minutes later, I'm on that ass June 14th. I said, damn. He didn't get the car ready yet, and somebody on that ass.
Yeah, I heard Lil Hatton got on AJ Green at the banquet.
Yeah, I think, hey, look, let me open this mic up because I think it might be Lil Hatton, but he got a little static in it. 301-263-5944. Is that Hatton?
His worst nightmare. What's up, Prince Apollo? They're kicking a 440, the Pro Mod.
What is fucking fine? I can't wait till you get your small tire car ready, Jarrell. I can't wait.
Jarrell, Pat Clinton says you got it when they get it ready.
What'd you say?
That's Pat's son, Allen, and he said you got it right when you get it ready.
Yeah, when I get it ready now. Don't get scared when I get it ready.
Man, ain't shit to be scared of.
You definitely want that goat. I said y'all have a track.
You gonna do what?
Since y'all have a track.
Can I get that?
Now, Jarrell, you done woke up, hell yeah. He said, can he get that race with the goat?
He can't get that. I let him move, though. What he got? He got the Z, right, with the hell yeah on the
you,
click.
You'll
right?
Let him move? Hold on. Did you just say you'll let him move?
I let him move.
God. Damn it.
All right,
yeah,
well,
that's a young gun for
that.
And
I'm
down
to Drill, only thing I asked for, right when you get in that GTO, only thing I asked for is the other lane. I don't want shit. I ain't got to take nothing off. I don't want a bitch-ass thing.
Can I offer you everything at drag racing? You still want me to hit up?
You damn right. I take that.
Okay, we can do that.
You might as well just give me the money before we even get the lanes.
My 60-foot going to take care of you. Look, my 60-foot going to take care of you. JB.
Yeah?
When I go to hockey, you might as well shut off.
Now, hold on.
Let me ask this.
Yeah, I knew he was going to say something. I'll just wait. Hell yeah. You just told hell yeah you were going to let him move, Darrell.
Yeah, I'll let him move.
Okay.
He got a small block. Hey, I can respect that. I got to let him move.
All right, that'll work.
Now, after I'm done with these boys in this little shootout, maybe we can do something.
Me and you. I should tell them.
Paulo, you're going to have plenty of money to bet with after that shootout, right?
Yeah.
Everybody talking about Hatton got to get that capital.
Now, what's Hatton driving now?
The Vegas.
Oh, you got the Vegas.
You better turn on everything he got, because he said he give me the break. He ain't going to never see me no more.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, Jarrell.
Well, my third, I might not see three kids for him, but if I, when I turn it on, it's over.
Damn,
who got the grudge race of the year?
Sean Murphy.
Sean Murphy, okay, okay.
Ooh, I'm scared.
Yeah, he do put fear in a lot of people's hearts.
You know, I got a lot of, I don't know if you want to call it, Hater Nation, I don't know what it's called, but when I come out on the 14th, I want to be like Tony Wright by the end of the summer. Anybody.
So what you basically saying is by the end of the summer, you won't want to go to anybody else.
Basically, because I know if I beat Hatton, I don't know if everybody's scared of Hatton or they just don't want to run over. Because they claim they're very fast. Everybody claim they're very fast. And I know if I beat them badly, because I ain't going to beat them, I won't get no more grudge run. Around here.
There you go. Hey.
What you think, Wicked?
Well, you know what? I'd have to take that chance. You know what I'm saying? Because it's any given Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Any given Sunday.
Sorry to cut you off. But somebody, you done woke up somebody, Mr. Apollo. 301-752-4949.
Who is that I hear beating their chest talking about the Hattons?
Your worst nightmare. I said it again, your worst nightmare.
We don't got to wait for the 14th. You got to break in 2 weeks.
Wait
to lock in 5 on 15.
I'm gonna knock you off.
Wait that long. Ain't no point in waiting that long. You can get it that day too, but we can do it before then, because I hear you beating on your chest, saying you're gonna knock the Hattons down, and that man, the Hattons is ready.
God damn it. I'm going to knock you off and collect my money while I'm going.
Stop saying what you're going to do and just say you're going to lock that in. God damn it.
Man, you pulling your parachute. You backpedaling. I'm trying to race. Oh. You talk about
that. Why don't Hatton come out to that race on April 12th out there at Beaver Springs?
Beaver Springs,
where
that
is. I wouldn't come down there. I'm not coming down there.
Oh, so. Is that? Is that an invitation for him to run you? Hell yeah!
Well, if I can get the move, you know what I mean. They said if he remembers right, or one of his boys, the last time I seen him at Capitol, I tried to get a race that night with him. I don't know if there was something wrong with them or whatever, or they just had their plate full. But I did ask him to run.
We'll give you one and one.
What's that?
We'll give you one and one. One and one. The back tire, and I'll clear you to the big end.
I can't do no back tire bullshit. Hell no, I can't leave with you.
What you mean?
We got the same size tire, so you can't leave with me.
Damn. Man, you got more money in them back tires than I got my whole fucking car.
Man, we don't sit too far different, so I tell you, I give you one and one. If not, then I guess you're just in my way and you can't race me.
I thought you just said you were going to give me the move.
That was Jarrell who said he'd give you the move. I ain't say that because I ain't crazy.
Well, you said one and one. I want him to move out of one and one.
Nah. When I move, we can move together. And I guarantee it'll be based at the 330.
I tell you what, you give me the move in the eighth.
Nah, I won't give you the move. I'll give you the back tie today.
Give me the kick to the quarter.
You got one and one to the quarter.
Nah, I can't do no kick. I can't. That ain't shit. The kick ain't shit. That ain't nothing. That ain't nothing. The kick.
The kick.
That shouldn't
the kick
even
is
be
great.
Involved in the thing. Huh?
No, kick. The kick is the same thing.
No, the kick. I'm talking the back tire. Yeah, I can't do the back tire, but I can do the kick.
Tell you the truth, hell yeah, I can't give you the break, so. I don't know.
Man, come on,
depending
man.
On how,
just
depending
little,
on how I feel.
I'm just a little,
on how
I'm
feeling
just,
on the 14th.
I'm just a squirrel trying to get a nut, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, depending on how I'm feeling on the 14th, you might get it. But right now, as of right now, no, I won't. Not you.
He won't. Well, I tell you what, I feel real comfortable if you give me the kick.
I bet you do feel comfortable.
I feel real good about that. You give me the kick.
I like that.
That won't happen.
I like that. I
just like to get beside you. You know what I'm saying? I really would. I mean, I appreciate what you all do, man. You know, I got utmost respect. I just like to get with you.
Hold on, hell yeah. Hold on. We might be able to. We might have something for you, hell yeah. There's a certain man.
Ain't nobody else, Tag. Go ahead.
There's a certain man in that camp now that. Want some revenge from you, and he just say we want plenty.
That's a long list.
Plenty. Oh, that.
Which one?
Greg Brooks, aka G Money.
G Money, yeah, yeah. So me and my boy Money, we got to go. We're fixing to get it. That's for damn sure.
Well, hey, well, you got.
I think he's going to give me the cake too. I think he said he was going to give me the cake too, wasn't he?
Hey, hell yeah.
I feel real comfortable if he give me the cake too.
Hey, hell
well,
yeah.
Hey, I bet you.
Yeah, what's up?
How about, what's the chances of you letting me move to the 8th?
And who's this?
This is Alan King with the baddest 5-speed.
And what car is it?
We had it in the black 79. Now we got it in the little 89 Mustang.
Oh, you got it in that Camaro.
Yeah. Not no more, though.
Oh, okay. You got it in a Mustang?
Yeah.
Dan, you backstabbing, aren't you?
Okay. Hey, but,
I don't know. I'm going to let you be a judge of that.
Hey, listen. We got a new caller in here right now, and all I'm going to say is we want plenty.
We want money.
That's right. What's going on, man?
Yeah,
hey,
boy.
Hey,
what's
G
going
money,
on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey, G-Money, I want to let you know that Hell Yeah is doing his own race in Beaver Springs, Philadelphia, or Pennsylvania, April the 12th. And I think it would be nice if we take a trip up there and beat him in his own area.
You're damn right. I want you all to go. Hey, I don't give a shit if I get my ass whooped up there. No, I don't see it happening, but I don't give a shit. I just like to see you boys up there, man, for real.
Yeah.
I like to, you know what I'm saying? I'd like to see you up there.
Well, man, shit, you beat everybody down here, so you'll have a line out the gate trying to get you.
Yeah. I might ought to stay in Maryland. It seems like I might do better in Maryland than I do in PA.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you ain't gonna do that good this year, son.
All right. Well, that's yet to be proven. But don't worry, LA ain't been sleeping over the winter. You can count on that.
Hey, that's your best bet, bro. I need that G money. Cause I don't play.
I believe that. I seen that sleeper you've been sleeping in at the track. I know, you're getting ready. I sure hope you didn't trade that in to get where you're trying to get to, because that's a nice motherfucker. And I might need a place to sleep one night.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good, bro. Hey, we're going to do it.
If I get that ass again, I sleep in your shit for the night. You stay over in my enclosed.
Hey, you let me know when you wake up. You let me know when you wake up, because you sound like you're dreaming already.
What's that?
I said, you let me know when you wake up, because you sound like you're dreaming, bro. Now, man, me and you, we're going to do this damn thing head up just like before. We're going to take it to the big end. We're going to do 8 mile, whatever you want.
Yeah, 8 mile. 8 mile.
All right, you remember just like we said last time. If you beat me in
the
8.
You already made it. That's it.
What's that?
You definitely earned it, you know what I mean? I need to give you back what we did, you know what I'm saying? I want the same race, no problem.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. You know,
yep.
8 mile, quarter mile, whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Right.
Yeah, that's
I'm
a done deal.
I'm thinking about coming up to April 12th, but I know I'm not going to have the car together, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been working hard. I ain't even thinking about the car really like that. But when everybody else, we don't let somebody else put some rubber down like you.
Hey, what's
somebody
up?
Else,
hey.
What?
I said, we don't, I'm going to let y'all guys put some rubber down.
Hey, C-Money, you might have just brought up something interesting. We got somebody from the crew up in that area known as Pay-Up that might come and get some of that action if you're ready.
Yeah, hey, he's probably listening.
Yeah,
he ain't number a phone call away, bro.
So, hell yeah, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead tomorrow morning, and I'm going to, what are you going to call it? Are you going to call it Hell Yeah's Grudge, or what are you going to call it?
Well, I know. Look, it's not my grudge race. They just put it on up there. I just like to bring y'all up there because I like what y'all do and I like what y'all bring to the grudge racing world. These people don't have all this grudge racing here. So we need to go there with some guys that got some fucking experience at that shit and know what they're doing and know what they want to do and how to get the shit done. So I'd like for y'all to come up there and represent and, you know what I mean, put a good show on, and I think the owner's going to love it, and I think he's going to put on more. You know what I'm saying?
Well, hey, I asked
hello,
you.
Hello.
Y'all on our bike too?
JB.
Oh,
yo.
Yeah, definitely.
JB.
Hey.
Yo, what's up? There, Carlos, what's up?
Yeah, we going up there. We coming up there, hell yeah.
All right, that'll work.
Well, there you go. Confirmation from Carlos Wells, Metro Area Grudge, will be coming
right.
to your way April 12th.
All
hey,
right,
guess
go.
What, man? Hey, hell yeah. I'm going to see if
What's
I can
up?
Go ahead and put my transmission back in and see if I can't make it too. What the hell?
God,
yeah,
all right. See, that's
hey, transmission ain't not look. If you need to, I'll come up there and put your damn training in for you if that's what it takes.
Oh.
I mean, that ain't a problem.
Yeah, I've been working hard, but you know what? Let me go ahead and do my thing, man, and see if I can't make it, bro.
Hey, hell yeah.
Hell yeah,
you got that action up there.
Hey, Sal.
Hell yeah.
It'd
be real comfortable if you get that bird to kick.
I bet he would because I'm fixing to ruffle that bird's motherfucking feathers. But I'm fixing to.
I will feel comfortable like that. I like that, Carlos. I will feel a little comfortable. Make me comfortable. That's what you do, hell yeah. Make
yeah.
me comfortable.
You know what, bird? You got a better chance of seeing God.
Oh boy.
Hey, listen, we got a caller that just slid in here. I don't wanna let him go without being known. 540-775-9101. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, this is just CJ.
Oh, what's up?
Why are you talking all soft?
Yeah, you don't have to be
talk.
Quiet around us.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey,
man.
I heard you going to Fairfield on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm riding down there. Me and Dad just going down there to watch.
Oh, man, we thought you was taking the car.
Nah, she ain't ready yet. When she do get ready, boys better watch out.
Hey, Paulo, you hear that, Paulo?
I hear, but I didn't worry.
Hey, yeah, I had pressed the one button because y'all was talking about running Hell Yeah. I had posted to JB one day that I like to take a stab at Hell Yeah, too.
No!
Oh!
Hey,
what
Hell Yeah,
would
you feel comfortable running
AJ? Hey,
CJ?
Okay, it's an echo.
Somebody got to speak on. We're going to have to mute somebody. Who got that speakerphone on? I'm going to have to go through here, and we trying to get Craig Jordan is calling, is trying to get a race with Hell Yeah, so I don't want to have to mute everybody, but he wanted to get his point across. So, hey, whoever got that speakerphone got to go.
Hey, yeah.
There we go.
Now, what's CJ? What are you running, CJ?
It's a 6.3 Nova.
Okay, small block, big block, one kid,
small
two
block.
Kids, what?
It's a small block. I don't know what's on it though. I don't know much about all that stuff. I just drive it.
What? Come on, man. You guys got to come up with something better than that.
Come on.
Fucking
hey,
wow.
Hey.
She doesn't sound like
you. Da-da-da. Da-da-da.
Hey,
so, hey, hell yeah.
Small block one
might,
hit. What's that?
You might have to give him something. He used to run on the motor.
Huh?
You might, hell yeah, you might have to give him something. He used to run on the motor.
Nah, I ain't running no motor no more. Everybody else, you know, everybody else on Nitrous, so I think I got to stick to.
Neither am I.
That's all right. I'll break him in on it. What are we going to do, heads up?
Yeah, I can do a heads up.
All right.
But the car,
race.
Car probably won't be ready till, I don't know, probably race ready till like maybe May anyway. So we got
time.
Right.
I ain't going nowhere. May 3rd, I'll be up there at Capitol. May 23rd, I'll be at Running Bears show, small block show. Why don't you get in that? Why don't you get in on that?
I ain't know nothing about that.
Running Bears got a small block one kit show. Tell them, JB.
Yeah,
is that
small
at?
Block one kit. And I'm going to tell you, I just got a call from one of J.C. Richardson's cousins, John, and they talking like that for that. So, like he said, it's a back, you can have a back half, or you can have a back half or stock suspension, but you got to have a small block, one kit.
Hey, JB,
so,
do you work for AT&T?
Huh?
Do you work for AT&T?
No, I wish I did. I'd probably make more money.
Nah, because you get a lot of phone calls.
Nah, but hey, even if we got a full card, guys, even if our Running Bear got a full card, if y'all come up there, man, I'm sure, you know, me, myself, and the other guys will do some grudge racing, you know what I mean, with the small block one kick, you know, on the side.
Okay. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
yeah.
Are you coming to Larry T. race in the end of May, Memorial Day?
Memorial Day, I'll be at the same track up there at Beaver Springs. We got a WFO race up there on Memorial Day. It's an all-weekend thing. I usually go up there and stay the weekend. And, you know, it's a good show. It's a run with your brung, heads up. It pays down like four or six spots. Pays good. You know, especially the more cars that come in, you know, the bigger the purse is that the track puts up. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm gonna try to make Capitol May 3rd. So maybe we could do something then.
I don't know.
All right. Well, I'll be there as far as I know, May 3rd. I only got one race.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna try to make it up there.
I'm gonna need another race too. So. After I heard old Running Bear's feelings.
Hey,
you know,
hold on now. I think
he might not
want to
run nobody.
I think Mr. Running Bear can speak for himself tonight. 804-7.
No, he ain't on here. Come on, man. Don't let him talk.
Running Bear, is that you? 7-6?
Nah, not you. It's Pete.
Oh, my God. Hey, Pete, why y'all ain't telling us about that after party y'all had?
What are you talking about? Man, go to that bullshit, man. Man, you a funny dude. You a funny dude.
Oh, boy.
All I can do is laugh at you, man.
Yeah, you was throwing them dollars up there. I seen you.
JB.
I see y'all got a kind of comedy show tonight.
Yeah.
Who is that? Somebody coming in here at the end. Who is that? 848-4879. Who is that?
JB, what's good? This French.
Okay, what's up?
Ain't nothing much, man. I was hollering to see what y'all up to. I just got home and shit.
I think they about to stop picking on Pete because Pete talking shit already.
Oh, no, I ain't saying nothing, baby. I'm just laughing at Apollo, man.
Who you about to run?
I ain't saying nothing. I'm just laughing at Jarrell, man. He's funny.
Jarrell?
Yeah, Apollo, man. He was funny. That was funny.
Who the fuck is Jarrell?
Hey, Fritz, if you didn't hear, Jarrell Apollo said he gonna give he gonna give Hell Yeah the brick.
I'm saying what I'm trying to ask.
I like that, man. I like you.
What I'm trying
I like
to say
that
is,
man.
What I'm trying to say is, who is Jarrell? I mean, he's irrelevant.
Hey, French,
he's irrelevant.
Don't do that, French. Don't do that, French.
Nah, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. You're irrelevant, cuz. So don't even try a perp on the internet. That's on some real shit. Let's keep it 100. All them times I came on Capitol with $400, $500 trying to lock you in. Now you trying to perp. That's respectable. All I'm saying is a parrot can talk. That don't mean he can do the shit he say.
Yeah, all I got to say today is.
Right. I'm just giving the man one his shine. You can do what you want to do.
Yeah, you ran the man off the phone, man.
Huh?
You ran the man off the phone.
No, I'm just saying.
All right, guys, look, no, I'm going to have to get off here. I got to finish out what I'm doing here, so.
No, I'm just keeping it 100. You know I keep it 100 all the time. Either I'm on the phone or not. When you see me at the track, ain't nothing changed. Anybody
hell yeah.
I've been listening on Ricky Bird.
You've been listening
to Ricky
Bird.
What's going on?
I've been listening on Ricky Bird because he was correct that man. He know that man talking crazy.
No, he ain't. That man, look, that man talking like he got confidence. I believe in him. Maybe sometimes y'all should believe in him.
Okay. I'm just going to say how. Figure how it's. The dumbest shit he be saying. If we got if we got an all motor car, right? Why the fuck you trying to run us? Apparently you should beat us if you talking about being running Thunderdome and shit.
Well, he said he was gonna give y'all something.
What?
He said he was giving you something, didn't he?
He said take spark plugs off or some dumb shit like that. But one thing is if we my thing is, if you built like that, why even we not even in the same league? That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I gotta finish up what I'm doing here, guys. I just wanted to put that out there about the April 12th thing. Not to cut you all off or anything, but I'd appreciate it if I mean any and all of you could come. That'd be great. I mean, I'd like to see you there. And, All right.
And, we're going to try to make that for you, hell yeah. We're going to make that happen for you.
Well, as you heard, Carlos
just make me comfortable.
The central area is going to be in the building, so it looks like you'll be seeing somebody.
Yeah, I'll talk to y'all next week or something, you know what I mean? Let me know if you're coming. I mean, we only got a couple, three weeks before it hits, so,
right.
You know.
Okay.
Hey, JB.
Right.
Hey, what I miss, man? What else I miss? I mean, that what you just said, that was, I don't even know what you said. That's bullshit. What else important I miss?
Now, I will tell you this. Joe Minicanzi and his team from Red Alert, they are locked in with the mistress, with their mistress car going against the Jolly Rancher. And they also are going to try to lock in. Somebody just texted me. They're going to try to lock in Fallen Nine.
Who?
Fallen Nine, the Carolina White Coupe.
Oh, damn. I don't even know what to say with that. You made me look confused.
Yeah, I got to give Joe credit. He told me, called me, said, look, I'm trying to lock in the Jolly Rancher. I said, man, you know the Jolly Rancher been kicking ass, taking names for the last couple weeks. He said, I want that action. They locked it in, $250 on $1,500.
Oh. Hey, but that's the thing, though. They up there, they race. Like, they don't do a whole bunch of rapping.
You're right.
They don't have to get on the, you know what I'm saying? They don't got to tell 80 million people who they're going to run. They tell one person who know that person, and they get it in. That's how it should be. But to each his own. I don't like drag racing no more. I like golf. I play golf now.
What are you, Tiger Hood?
Yeah, man, I play golf now. It's too many people that want attention. I mean, you know how you got like one hoe in high school that just do anything for attention? It's a whole bunch of them. Keeping it real, if anybody else disagrees, speak up.
I understand what you're saying.
I don't understand.
Why don't you understand? I mean, it's just...
It's what?
I'm saying it's a whole bunch of people, mainly Jarrell Apollo, who just want attention.
Well, the man, I don't think that he want attention. The man has good intentions all racing when his car get ready. When he bring his car to the track, he do go down the track. Now, it's up to y'all to step to him when he at the track. You ain't going to stop the man from talking trash. That's one thing ain't going to happen.
I'm not trying to stop him from talking trash. What I'm trying to say is stop trying to perpetrate. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't never come to you. But yet you trying to hop around on the internet. I came to this man so many times with money, tried to hand it to him. Face turned down.
Yeah, but French, the way you stop that, you do that, don't do it with just the money. Do it with your car. Like, a lot of guys talk trash to me, but all I do, I catch them at the trap.
Okay, but Paul,
when they got their car.
That car at the truck every time, though. That's what
yeah,
I don't
I'm
understand.
Talking about when, I'm talking about when he had his car. You can't make a race when he ain't got a car, dude.
Oh, man. JB.
Hold on. Yeah, we got it.
Every time, our car had to track more than his.
Yeah, I know that. But what I'm saying is you got to catch him with his car. And when you
right,
got your
every
car.
Time, and every time we try to catch him, there's something wrong with it. So I leave it alone.
Why
you
on there talking?
You know what, matter of fact, it's a waste of time, really. Somebody like him wouldn't even bother adjusting to it. Power to you, buddy. We can't beat you. We'll admit that.
Hey, yo. Well, hey, dog. Yo, it's G Money, man.
$2,000 will separate that, though.
Yo, dude, I'm trying to get attention. I'm trying to get anybody who thinks they're fast, I'm trying to get your damn attention. That's what a follower's trying to do.
Yeah. He's trying right. to.
Hey, but look, I'll holler at y'all later. I'm about to go play golf.
Okay, all right. Turn the lights on out this dark.
Yeah, all right.
Well, hey, I don't mean to do this to you, but, like I said, that little woman just came across and said, we're not broadcasting right now. So I guess she's saying we got to get our black asses off this radio show. So, look, G-Money, I don't know if you were on the internet today, but June 14th, I'm going to let you know it's looking like a go, but there's a chance we may see Lethal Weapon take on Jada Mack in the S10.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. I love to see that, man.
Already tried to get Tim Betts.
Hey, hold on real quick. We got somebody. I don't even know who this is. I'm going to let him in real quick. Maybe he's going to be quick. 240-535-3930. Who is this? Oh, they dropped that quick, so they must ain't had much to say. When I told them Wicked Bird and Cornbread was on the radio show, they backed out. Hey, hear my G Money voice. They didn't want plenty.
That's right. Hey, I appreciate that info today.
Oh, yeah. Hey, when I saw that front end, and I said, damn, they got a nice front end with the, you know, everything on it. All it needed is a Chevy 2 to sit it up under. And I said, G-Money got two of them, so something got to go. And then Todd texted me. He said, man, G-Money came and got it, man. Thanks. I said, and, you know, he act like he wanted, you know, do you want anything to help me sell? I said, nah, man. Hey, you sold it to G-Money. G-Money my people, so that's all I need.
Yes, I appreciate it, man. That's how we network, man.
That's how it's supposed to work. See, everybody think, I'm going to tell you what's crazy. When I tried to work this race out today with those two guys, somebody, the first thing I'm thinking is, you know, they like, well, hey, how much money you going to need? Man, I'm going to tell you like this. I ain't one of them people that will be like, man, look, I'm going to need a couple hundred just to get this race to go on. Nah,
right.
Man, it's blood racing, man. The thing is, I'm going to tell you like I've been telling them. Every day, Jay, you know, Jay Bonds will call me here, text people like, look, man, how's the area? I'm going to tell you right now, the DMV area is on the come up. I'm going to be honest with you because the thing is, everybody wanting the grudge race now. And you know
what?
I do like what Jarrell and the Young Gunners are doing because the thing is, it's showing that, look, man, we just trying to get out there. We trying to race. And I'm going to tell you.
And that's what it's all about.
The name to watch out for this year. I'm going to tell you who my pick is to watch out for this year. And I just like him. And the way he was at the banquet, that damn Kenny Foster's a funny dude. I like Kenny Foster. That's my wild card pick right there.
Man, I like all of the Young Guns, man. I'm Jarrell Apollo, the whole crew, man. They trying to follow us. They got to take the legacy on and show them how it's done.
And see, I respect what you're saying because they're doing it too. They just, they funny. And the night I had them on there, they had three or four races locked in right there. Travis Griffin taking on Sean Dews, Kenny Foster taking on Marquise Hatton outside of the shootout. It was just race. They were locking them in.
Yes, that's how it's done.
That's what you're saying. That jump will be rocking on the 14th.
Hey, I ain't had no problem. What's his name? O'Shawn Murphy was there and Chaz. Hey, I let him know, yo, it's on.
And that's how it's supposed to be. I heard, before I get off here, I heard there's a chance we may see you and Sean go at it May 3rd.
Yeah, what's called was talking about it. Monster, I will be ready, and if that's the day they want to make it happen, let's make it happen, bro.
All right.
I'm G-Money because I want plenty.
Well, look, guys, I'm going to have to get off here. But next week, we've got another guest coming in next week. So hopefully everybody will tune in. But this is JB. And until next week, I'll see you all later.
Okay, bro. I appreciate you, man.
All right.
All right, peace, fellas.
Thanks.